Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, May 7th, 2010. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We missed yesterday's podcast due to a special visit we will talk about today. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and the goal each weekday morning is to share a message of both encouragement and biblical instruction. Today's message is titled, Leading a Quiet Life. The scripture text is from 1 Thessalonians 4:11-12.
Make it your ambition to lead a quiet life and attend to your own business and work with your hands, just as we commanded you, so that you will behave properly toward outsiders and not be in any need.
Yesterday we had a very memorable visit to a one-room Amish schoolhouse with some 25 children and one young teacher. She was probably only 19 or 20 herself. She very proficiently supervised her students, grades 1 through 8. She led them in reading, fact memorizing, singing, and reciting. Brooksine, Esther, and I sat beside our friends, Jesse and Anna Ruth, with the three younger children on the back bench as we observed the students. As we quietly took our seats, two first graders were at the front of the class, orally reading from their textbooks. It was an extra special blessing that Moses Allen, our friend's oldest child, was one of the readers. We've known him since he was born, and watching him grow up is especially delightful.
Well, now that he's in school, he, along with all the other students, will become multilingual like their parents, as they are thoroughly taught in the English language in the school. Before they attend school, they speak Pennsylvania Dutch in the home and in social settings amongst themselves and their church services, which are in German. Many of our listeners enjoy hearing about the Amish since it's a lifestyle quite different than the English. So we have several photos that we've featured today with captions, and if you're interested, you'll just have to go to the site and read that.
We'll tell you about that later if you're not already coming to our podcast from our site. When we say different than the English, that is what the Amish call the non-Amish, by the way. Getting back to our text, we sure love God's Word, its doctrinal truths, and also its practical instruction for everyday living. So needed today. Today's scripture portion is so needed in today's hurried world. In many ways, the Amish have really done well with the teachings of this verse.
The Apostle Paul lists three disciplines that have been commanded in his previous ministry to the Thessalonians that were to be their ambition. And through the Holy Scriptures, it is our ambition as well. Not one of them seems to be deep in doctrinal teaching, but more practical in the way we are to conduct ourselves. And let me just mention those again. Number one, to lead a quiet life. Number two, attend to your own business. And thirdly, work with your hands.
Well, the opposite of these points in our scripture today would essentially be, instead of leading a quiet life, stirring up trouble and bringing undue attention upon ourselves. Secondly, instead of attending to our own business, being busybodies, prying into other people's personal business, instead of working with our own hands, looking to others to provide for our essentials, our needs, which is so common today, the entitlement attitude.
Well, perhaps there are those who might say that this verse is no longer applicable in our modern world. But we happen to believe the teachings of Scripture apply to all cultures and all generations. For all Scripture is given by inspiration and is useful for training in righteousness.
We just want to consider how this quiet life might be fleshed out in our attitude, in our conversation, and in the way we conduct ourselves today.
We like the challenge Warren Wiersbe sets forth on this verse, and I quote him, "Living a quiet life may seem like a paradox. If you are ambitious, your life will probably not be quiet. But the emphasis is on quietness of mind and heart, the inner peace that enables a person to be sufficient through faith in Christ." Paul didn't want the saints running around creating problems as they earned their daily bread.
God wants us to be a witness to unbelievers as we lead quiet lives, uplift others in our conversation, and work productively with our hands. In our case, working with our hands is A lot of our work involves typing on the computer, but we're still using our hands. Well, let's honor God today. Let's bless others by doing this, both today and every day.
Let's pray together. Father, the mindset of the world too often is a driving force in the way I conduct myself day in and day out. I confess that. But as I saturate myself in your holy scriptures, I am much more inclined to regard your approval and your direction in the way I live. May the meditation of your word keep my focus on you, not myself, this day. Let my conversation be wholesome rather than empty or conniving, so that I benefit both the listener and myself. Let the work of my hands be productive and helpful to others, my family, and myself. Let it be a positive witness to unbelievers of the work you are doing within me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. We have a lot of supplemental materials on today's site. We had two memorable experiences the last a little over 24 hours. Of course, yesterday, going to an Amish one-room schoolhouse, we have a number of photos. Always have to be very careful. The Amish are quite reticent about having their photos taken, but we do have some photos of the scene that you might be interested in, as well as a more descriptive observation made by Brooksine than we cared to put in the message itself. And on Wednesday night, Esther and I attended an ordination service about 20 miles away in Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. I was ordained, by the way, 31 years ago tomorrow, and tomorrow is also our 34th wedding anniversary, so it's a special day for Brooksine and I. This is the message we have prepared for Friday, May 7th, 2010. Our website is at dailyencouragement.net. That's where you can find these pictures. And if you're looking today or on the weekend, they'll be up. Otherwise, just go back to the message dated Friday, May 7th. We have a lot of photos that we think you may find interesting. Musically today, well, I don't think we really, either one thought of a song that really goes with the message, but we did find an interesting video someone took, I don't know whether they had permission or not when they did it, but of Amish children singing in school. Apparently they had one of the little cameras that record video or audio, but Brooksine, when I played it, said, boy, it sounds just like what we heard yesterday. That'll give you a little hint. Boy, do the kids sing out. They just love to sing, excited, and they anxious about picking the next song. And then a song that was sung at the ordination service that touched my heart at the very time the folks were ordained, called Breathe on Me. Well, thank you for joining us today. May you be encouraged and live according to the scriptures we talked about today. The Lord bless each one of you.